Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Let's go to the great state of Ohio. And I'm sorry, Ohio State. I know it's been a tough time for you.
Yeah, but they got the Browns.
Yeah, they do have the Browns. That's a good point. And you know what? The Browns can smile, but then, this weekend could be tough for the Browns. But so there's a 60-year-old woman in Ohio. She called the cops around 1:30 a.m. on Saturday when her neighbor would not stop blasting music. The neighbor is a 40-year-old by the name of Nathan Rock.
That's not his last name.
His last name is Nathan Rock.
I love this.
I mean, his last name is Rock, not Nathan Rock.
Yeah. My name is Nathan. Nathan Rock.
Rock?
Yeah. I mean, it's a perfect
R-O-C-K?
Name. R-O-C-K-N. Nathan. Yeah.
Nice.
That's his last name. So the cops had to come talk to him because this lady was like, dude, this is loud over there. And he was like, look, I understand, but you don't understand. I cannot turn the volume down because you can't play Led Zeppelin quietly. End quote.
He's like, my last name's Rock. What do you want from me?
Yeah. Yeah, he was actually playing the music on his guitar, singing along. And look, even though he's working at Wendy's right now, he told the cops, he was like, hey, man, I am trying to practice as I intend on booking studio time in the near future to record an album.
Oh.
Yeah, so they were like, look, Mr. Rock, if we get more complaints, we don't care who you are, what you're going to be, we are going to have to, you know.
So wait, so he's playing Led Zeppelin at his house too loud, right? Neighbor complains, and then when they tracked him down at Wendy's to approach him about this?
Well, he works at Wendy's. I don't know if that's where they tracked him down, but that was part of the story for some reason. Did they actually track him down? My story doesn't say they tracked him at a Wendy's, but they happen to know that. You know, he works there. I guess that was a big part of the story because somebody maybe wanted, what, a Baconator? Is that what they were looking for?
Or a Frosty.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, when the sheriff's deputy spoke with Rock at Wendy's.
Oh, so they did track him down at Wendy's.
The deputy had to go to Wendy's to go speak to him. They're like, well, where is this Nathan Rock guy? He's probably working at Wendy's. That's what he does.
That's good investigative work. And if you're a smart cop, what do? Well, we could get him at home or could we get him at work at the Wendy's?
I don't know. I'd be a corrupt cop and shake him down for some free Frosties.
Yeah, I'll see that.
Hey, look,
yeah,
this problem can go away, sir.
Yeah, you know what? Play
if
as long
I
as
walk
you want.
Away with a chocolate Frosty.
Mm-hmm.
Large.
Give me one of them pretzel chicken sandwiches, and you know what? I will walk away.
I hear those are pretty fantastic. I have to try
yet
one.
To have one myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like in my brain they're going to be good. Even though I can't seem to find a Wendy's, or I'm never near a Wendy's when I want one.
It's one right by my house.
Okay, I'm tired of you just basically saying how great your life is because everything's by your house.
So fancy. Name the chain food restaurant There's probably one by my house.
I know. I understand that you live near awesomeness, okay?
You want a Chipotle? Got it.
All right.
Mod Pizza? Got it.
Don't even talk to me about that. I got to travel for all those things.
Not me.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
They're on the way home.
Mercer Island is like, I'm sorry, but you are too cool to be on Mercer Island. So, you know, we got some French restaurants. I don't know. I can't tell you. We have two French places. And I'm like, really?
That's good for living the bougie lifestyle.
I don't want the bougie lifestyle. I would like to have a Mod Pizza right next door to me, like you do.
I do like his rationale, though. Like, you just cannot play Led Zeppelin quiet.
That's a good logic.
I'm trying to think of, like, the bands that, like, it doesn't matter. I'm going to have to, like, jack up the headphones when I'm listening to them. Like, yeah, you know, yesterday I was just trying to get, like, a little home workout in, and I'm like, I need something. So I put on Biohazard, which is one of my all-time
favorite
bands.
Oh, you can play those guys quiet. Yeah, those guys are meant to be played quiet.
Well, yeah, I went with the non-string version of their music.
No. Yeah.
But yeah, it was just like, as I first started it, it progressively got louder and louder, because I'm like, I just can't listen to this stuff quietly.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I, and you know, the trouble is though, I mean, that's why you get a house, because the apartment living is the one thing that you go, I cannot play my music as loud as I want to. That's the one thing that will get you into a house more than anything else. That's for me.
Oh, hell yeah.
I mean, I really rue the day that I might have to move out of my house, because then I can't watch my television shows, because you can't have a bass anymore. You cannot have a subwoofer in an apartment.
Well, I'm sure Sarah and Jenny Rubbers will let you live there for a little while longer.
Yeah, they're really, since it's my house, they've been really kind about that.
Yeah, dude, that was a big part when I was living in Queen Anne in an apartment. I was on the first floor, and there's only one floor above us, but that's all you need to be annoying. And the people above us, that was like part of the reason, not the only reason, but it was just like, every day they were blaring Bob Marley.
Yeah.
And every day I'm pretty sure their child was practicing like top rope splashes off of the cabinets or furniture, because it was a constant banging. Like, the kid was falling all the time, and they were constantly listening to Bob Marley, which isn't a bad thing, but all you hear is the bass. Like you said, the bass is what travels, and that bass lines to some of those songs are just driving me insane.
Yeah, dude. It's frustrating, because you can turn it down, really, and still that bass line still travels.
True. In fairness to them, they might not even have it that loud. But also, not fairness to them, their child was definitely jumping off of things and landing on the floor.
Ridiculous. I mean, Bob Marley makes kids want to jump off the bed and, you know, and onto everything they can. That's just part of the music.
All right, so what's a band for you? You put it on, you have to jack up the volume.
Oh, it's got to be Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I do it every time. Especially, you know, my favorite song, Sweet Child of Mine. As soon as that comes on, I jack it up. You can't listen to that song or anything that they do really quietly, can you? Maybe Patience, I don't know.
And not to get, like, nerdy, like, music guy, but, like, I love Sweet Child of Mine for the reason of it's, like, it's super trebly at first because it's just guitar. So, like, there's no, like, you know, bottom end to it just yet. So when it all kicks in and you have it on loud, it's just like, you just feel that.
Yeah.
I was going to say, BJ, don't you have to turn up all music at your age?
All right, higher, yeah.
Okay.
I'm so happy she ducked her face out of the memes for a second just to throw
and
a
I'm
little
looking at memes.
Yeah, she's still on a meme.
Yeah. Yes. You know,
changed.
It's like when Vicky wakes up, it's for one reason, sex or throw shade. Thanks, buddy.
Oh, I need that on a shirt.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, sex or throw shade. All right, well, since we're talking to Vicky, since she's awake, what about you? What's the one thing you can't play softly?
System of a Down.
Oh, yeah.
Every time.
Yeah, that's another. I mean, it almost seems like you should be thrown in jail if you don't have that up high.
Agreed.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, really, when you think of every artist we have here on The Rock, are there many that we would, you know, I mean, even The Sound of Silence Disturbed still should be up loud.
I really want to crank that one.
I know, but you just feel like that should be up loud. I agree, I can't think of too many bands that we have that you just don't want to, you know, I mean, you got to throw it up loud, baby.
So it says I can't listen to Tool quietly. Korn has to be played loud. I bet that's like the Revs pick.
That's a good one. Yeah. I was going to say Marilyn Manson.
Manson?
Yeah, because I've been hitting some of the old stuff from him, and it's still really good, and I love to crank it.
Ooh, Rage Against the Machine. I totally agree with that texture. Oh, that's a good one. What about Joe?
Say that Rev said he loves to crank it, so I'd like to isolate.
Oh, stop that.
Yeah, I knew that when he house sat my house.
That's a good point. Yeah, Joey D's. I don't know what my son really likes to listen to.
I'm torn. It's either AC/DC or Foo Fighters for me.
Mm. Oh, interesting. AC/DC, yeah, I get that. You know, I feel like, yeah, you can't listen to those guys slow.
There's a ton of Foo Fighters songs that just sound great loud.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, I mean, these are, again, is there anything we play, really? You know, maybe five songs you could name that you go, all right, maybe you can play that low.
That's like, even for the Iron Maiden, I gotta play it loud, like Slayer. Yeah, anything that's heavy metal.
Oh, Slayer's totally low. You don't play that loud.
Yeah. I'm trying to say you guys suck. I'm pregnant, and now I'm dying for a Frosty. We'll make it happen. Now's the time to do it. When you're pregnant, all bets are off. Have a Frosty for breakfast.
You know, those are two truths, by the way. We do suck, and she is pregnant. You know, there's no doubt about it. I mean, I love people that speak the truth. Yeah, man, you get to do it. When you're if I was pregnant, dude, I would eat anything and go, you will leave me alone. You know what I mean? That's when all bets are off. That's when you get out of jail free. Go for it.
I know my wife was all worried about that kind of stuff. I'm not going to, like, go crazy. I'm like, you have to. That way I could do it in solidarity. That was the whole point.
That's what I never understand. Look, I get it in the long run. You don't want to go too crazy so that you can bounce back. But I feel like that is your get out of jail free card for anybody that has issues about, you know, eating a little too crazy. Is when you, for me, it's when I'm sick. When I'm sick or injured or whatever, it's like, I don't care. I'm just going to eat what I want. And if I was a person that could get pregnant, oh my God, what a blast that would be.
Oh my, I think you would want to be a woman because there's that time when your hormones go crazy during the month. Oh, I eat everything.
Dude, let's be honest. My hormones go crazy all the time anyway. I mean, I think you guys have worked with me long enough to know that I have many periods in my month.
Well, unrelated, wow. Rev just sent me a tweet.
Yeah?
From Oreo Cookies. I don't know if you've seen this, BJ. Apparently, they now have the Java chip. It's their newest permanent flavor. Coffee cream and chocolate chips. It's a coffee lover's dream.
Well, Vicky,
come true.
Vicky, I think you got to buy some just so we can. And they made this a permanent flavor.
It's a permanent flavor. That's a massive flex. I didn't even think they tried these out on anyone.
Yeah. I mean, they've done other tryouts and they're not permanent. This one, they're like, okay.
They're feeling it.
Well, coffee, dude. I mean, people love their coffee.
Hell yeah.
So
people love their Oreos.
Yeah, so there you go. I mean, you got both, especially if you want to have a little Oreo with coffee. You've already got a head start, you know, dipping it in there. It already tastes like it. Java chip. Yeah. See, mocha, mocha's my thing. So, chocolate.
You're a mocha
coffee,
guy?
Oh, I love mocha because that's, you know, you got everything. You got the best of both worlds. I don't know why that isn't more popular, or at least in this room.
I don't remember the last time I had something like a mocha something.
Yeah. And then there's like a...
I haven't had a Jamocha shake in a while, but that would probably be the closest I think I've had to something mocha.
Oh, that sounds great.
I know, Arby's, I gotta, you know, again...
Frosties, Jamocha shake,
it's a
Oreos.
Real estate thing, because you don't find Arby's and Wendy's as prolific as, you know, Burger King and McDonald's, and I think that's a real issue, because I would go to those places more if I passed them more. But I don't. All right. We've got some good news if you love the Cobra Kai.
I'm done watching it, man. I miss it.
Over?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I already miss it. I've gone one day without watching Cobra Kai. It's the first time in like weeks.
I know how you feel, dude, because you know now you've got a year before the next season.
Right. That's like my wife. Yeah. She's just like, oh, well, when's the new season coming? I'm like, they just dropped
that
this one. We're in for a long wait, which sucks. If I'm Cobra Kai, I would want to bang out a new season quickly before these kids get old.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, like, at some point, they're going to stop looking like high schoolers. So how are you going to address that?
This is a problem because you got COVID, but at the same time, you've got your concern. And Ralph Macchio says, hey, man, Steve, I don't know if this is exactly what you'll want, but he said there could be a possible Broadway version of The Karate Kid as soon as Broadway and everybody gets cool after COVID.
It's in workshop form. I don't know. Robert Mortimer, who wrote the film, has done the book. I hear it's fantastic. I haven't seen it yet. I know it's been on pause right now with everything else with theater. But all intentions are to get it back up and on Broadway. And that would just be more icing on this amazing cake that the Karate Kid universe has brought to the world.
I can see this happening. You may not like it, but so many things with a certain amount of popularity get brought to Broadway, and people end up loving it. And I can see this happening.
Well, and also with all the fight scenes, I can see that easily being choreographed into like some crazy dance number where everyone's flying around, people in the faces, you know, like that. I can see that
the
happening.
The songs are what I don't know how.
First strike, hard, no mercy.
Oh.
We're the Cobra Kai. We'll kick you in the face.
Whoa, that was really good.
Why haven't they called you?
Yeah.
They have.
Oh!
Maybe that's why I talk about it so much. I'm in cahoots.
NDA, dude. No, you can't be talking about this, and you're talking about it. I've got some bad news for Vicky, even though I think she won't care. As a matter of fact, I think people in her generation don't care about this kind of a thing. You know, a thing called integrity. And here's why. One of the most memorable episodes of the TV show Friends, turns out, was a complete ripoff. We'll see if Vicky cares. And I'll tell you why this all happened at 8:17.
on the Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on the Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. One of my mentors in this business, Brother Weeds in Rochester, always had this great line called snatch and improve.
Snatch and improve.
Yeah, basically take somebody else's idea and improve it. Steve, really, today, ever since you started the day by looking at gingers on adult video sites.
Well, because it's International Kiss a Ginger Day. But yeah. I thought, dude, I'm Brother Weeze. I thought maybe it was like, you know, find a beautiful woman and improve.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's done that too.
Actually. Right, an upgrade.
Yeah. But
I don't know.
The reason I bring this up is that there's always the age-old debate about, are you stealing from somebody artistically or right. are you just borrowing and improving? And this just happened. The reason this is up is the TV show Friends. One of the most memorable scenes was back in their 1998 episode. Wow, it's so long ago. This is when Joey got the Thanksgiving turkey stuck on his head. Now, I've always known this was a bit from somewhere else, but not everybody was a follower of Mr. Bean like I was.
Yeah, I wasn't a hardcore Mr. Bean fan, but I mean, I watched a couple episodes here and there, and I always thought it was kind of entertaining. Not something I'd want to watch a lot of, but that scene of Mr. Bean with the turkey on his head was iconic.
Yeah.
So when I saw the Friends episode, I was like, oh, they're paying tribute to Mr. Bean.
You and I were probably very few people that knew about that. I mean, because not everybody in America at the time is watching a lot of Mr. Bean. But now there's a new documentary that aired in the UK. This is why a lot more people are aware of this. And it does indeed show that Rowan Atkinson, the star of Mr. Bean, he did that on his show, the same gag twice, as a matter of fact, before Friends did it.
When we made the Bean movie in 1996, we decided to plagiarize ourselves and use the turkey on the head joke again. And also shooting in the 90s was Friends, the famous American sitcom, and they stole the joke. And of course, when it came out in the movie, everyone said, oh, well, of course, they stole that from Friends.
Oh, that had to be frustrating for them if people are calling them out for being the thieves. And they're like, dude, we've already done this. Like, you know, like, of
twice.
Course they can prove it, but it's still annoying that there's people out there that still probably to this day think that Mr. Bean stole it from the Friends show.
And the Mr. Bean movie was out 2 years before that episode. Like,
that's
even
funny.
The second time they stole it from themselves was still before the
right.
Friends episode. But again, we Americans, you know what's up. And Richard Curtis, who co-wrote the original Mr. Bean TV show, he had never seen Friends. Until recently. And so he's like, what? I can't believe this is a coincidence.
I'm absolutely dazzled by the Friends thing. I only saw it the other day. I literally can't believe what happened there. Bizarre.
The word dazzled.
Yeah, this is a tough one because we borrow everything from everything. And, Sons of Anarchy is basically Hamlet, you know. So when is it borrowing and changing enough that it really doesn't look like the original? Whereas I mean, Mr. Bean got his head stuck in a turkey trying to prepare a turkey. Joey got his head stuck. I mean, that to me just seems like a blatant ripoff.
Well, like, he didn't get his head stuck in a turkey because he was trying to prepare a turkey in the episode. He put it on because he wanted to scare Chandler, and he couldn't get it off.
Oh, now that's interesting. Is that enough of a change?
And then later, because they later start talking about their worst Thanksgivings, because that story got brought up, which made Chandler upset, and so Monica then puts a turkey on her head to make him laugh, to make him feel better.
And in all fairness, who doesn't want to put their head in a turkey?
I think a lot of us.
You never thought of doing that? I mean, I don't know. Did Mr. Bean, is he the first ever thought of putting his head in a turkey?
I never thought of putting my head in a turkey at all. And then I saw Mr. Bean do it, and all I thought of was, how gross is that? Is his head is in a real turkey?
Yeah.
That's what I kept thinking.
Could it be that the writers for Friends were aware of that and thought it was like a funny, hey, like a nod to a show that they liked? Maybe they didn't think of it like as a stealing thing. It's more of like an influence thing.
Boy, that's a tough one for me. I don't know.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying, Steve. There's paying homage.
Yeah.
And then there's, oh no, we're just taking it. And that's there's a fine line. There really, really is. And, you know, you think of like Carlos Mencia. Everyone's calling him Mencia. I mean, he never acknowledged he got his jokes from someone else, but at the same time, what if he says, oh, I'm doing an homage to Ari Shaffir? That was his response. Here's what I know. I think people don't care as much as they used to as far as the entertaining public, like the public themselves.
Yeah.
Like Vicky, I don't think it bothers you at all.
I honestly, like, if they were purposely trying to steal, if it comes out, they're like, yeah, we wanted to steal it or give no props or no homage or want to just say, oh, we never saw it, that we came up on this on our own, then I think that's kind of douchey. But if it's like, hey, we really love Mr. Bean and we wanted to incorporate a little Easter egg in there, then I don't really mind.
Here's the problem. We don't have, this was back before Easter eggs were really a thing. There's not been a comment by the Friends. Mm-hmm.
I grew up living a lie from Friends.
Yeah.
I'm not happy. My whole childhood has been stolen from me.
And I feel like Easter eggs have been around forever, because if you watch Rugrats, there's a million Easter eggs for Doctor Who fans, because the people who made Rugrats love Doctor Who.
I love
Who.
When you say forever, only because you've been around as long as Rugrats. You know, there was a time before Rugrats, Vicky. I know you were a child, but yeah, I mean, forever to me would be like the 60s. For you, forever is Rugrats.
Is it possible that a friend just thought it was funny that someone's head stuck in a turkey and they didn't actually take it from anything? Like, you know, we hear about this. Like, what, you don't think so?
No, I'm sorry. I think
it's a big hole. What better to put your head in?
If you're a writer and you're a person and you're supposed to come up with material for a sitcom, 24 episodes a year, you are exposing yourself to other pieces of comedy out there. Again, I'm not faulting the actors. I'm talking about the writers, the directors, the producers. Everybody's involved. You know somebody's aware of Mr. Bean and then says, hey, this would be a funny bit. Nobody in America knows about Mr. Bean. Let's do this.
I don't know, man. We're jumping to a conclusion that, I mean, there's a very good chance you're right. But on the flip side, there's also a very good chance that nobody that wrote for Friends had any idea of what Mr. Bean was about.
You put money on your side, because I put money on my side.
$5 on it, because, you know.
Oh, I put $500 on it, because I know Hollywood. Hollywood has been known to steal and do whatever they can.
Because we see that with music. A lot where someone's like, oh, the Foo Fighters clearly stole that riff from this band. And you're just like, you hear it, you're like, yeah, I can understand why you would think that. But I could also understand that an artist is just putting together chords and that's just the flow of their hand. And that's probably the same way that the artist before them came up with the song. It's just naturally your hand goes in a certain direction. And I would imagine with comedy, you know, naturally you want to put your head in a turkey.
Here's what I know about comedy, because you know music, so I can't comment to that, right, Steve. I mean, I would be ignorant. But in the world of comedy, what I know is that you didn't like to watch other comics because you would watch tons of comedy. Then all of a sudden, 5 months later, you're in your house trying to come up with something funny. And then this idea comes to you that you think is your idea, but you forget that you saw somebody do that bit on stage.
Which there's a good chance of that. Maybe someone did watch Mr. Bean. And then when the time came that they were doing a Thanksgiving episode, like, you know, it'll be a funny prop is if Chandler put a turkey on his head or something.
Joey.
That too.
Yeah.
It looks like they also took inspiration from another show in that same episode, because in that episode, they're talking about past Thanksgiving. Phoebe relives like her past Thanksgiving back when in like France or whatever, because she thought of a past life. her arms get cut off or blown off and they start squirting blood, much like Dan Aykroyd's Julia Child sketch where he cuts his finger and just blood starts squirting everywhere.
Well, and I don't know which came first, that or the Monty Python and the Holy Grail, because that's what we saw.
Probably Monty Python.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, the Black Knight.
That itself doesn't bother me a whole lot, because that's just, okay, somebody loses an appendage and it starts squirting. You know, if you change it up enough where it's something else, I feel like, okay, you're being inspired. But when you copy the bit exactly and it's a Thanksgiving turkey and it gets stuck on your head, I don't know. That's,
well, I thought
that's
Mr. Beans
one.
Was Christmas turkey.
Oh, well, there you go.
Oh, right. There's the difference.
Boom.
This is where we're splitting hairs, and the bottom line is the Carlos Mencia thing. They interviewed people, and people said, we don't care if he stole it from somebody else. We think it's funny.
Right.
Which, if you're Ari Shaffir, you're like, my God, this is my act. This is my life, and he's taken my stuff, and now I can't do it because people call me a thief, and it's my material. And this is why I'm not a fan of Tim Allen, because of Rich Scheidner and his Canyon Man bit, which a lot of people, you know, don't know, but Rich Scheidner will tell you the story that Canyon Man is where Tim the Tool Man came from. And you don't even know who Rich Scheidner is, but he was a great friend of us when I worked in Rochester. He was a great comic. And boy, did that, you know, we got pissed because we were like, wow, dude, that could be you. You could have been a big star. And
I hope you didn't say that to him, because that would probably make him even more sad.
That's Wheeze. We worked with Wheeze. Wheeze would just come out and say those things. But so I have a lot of empathy for people whose stuff gets borrowed, inspired, homaged, but they don't get any money for it. They don't get a dime for it. I don't think Rowan Atkinson and Mr. Bean have a problem, but guys like Rich Scheidner do. I don't think they've ever hit it big, like, you know, off of their stuff.
But you started this whole conversation about how the guy that you're talking about was on your Brother Weeze show, and Brother Weeze is the guy who's saying, hey, yeah, snatch and change.
I agree. Snatch and improve. You're absolutely right. Yeah, there's that fine line of hypocrisy.
It's fine unless someone takes your thing and then makes money off of it, because then you're mad.
I try to be as cool as I can be about it, because I am sensitive to that. And I try to pay homage. Like, our Listeners on the Loose is something that I got from a broadcaster that I respect a lot, who I thought got fired wrongly. And when he was fired, I said, I'm going to start calling our call-in segment Listeners on the Loose, because I think his company was a bunch of jerks for firing a guy that was a great talent. I basically go, look, I'm doing this for this reason, and this is why.
This is the first I've ever heard of that, though. And I've been
working. Are you sure?
100%.
Well, we did Listeners on the Loose before you got here.
No,
so,
but I never knew that was the reason behind it.
Yeah. Oh, well, and the...
So what kind of tribute are you giving the guy? Up until now, I had no idea, and I work with you.
Well, I don't know how many times I'm supposed to say it.
Every day for the rest of your life.
All right, well, I'll say it every day
integrity.
For the rest of my life, yeah. Okay. Well...
I had no idea that was a tribute to someone.
Yeah, and when we played, like, we would play some bits, but this is talking like 20 years ago, we would give Kevin and Bean credit. We'd go, hey, this is from a show in Los Angeles, Kevin and Bean, we got this bit. And I remember Bean contacted me. This is how we became friends. He said, I heard you played our bit, and you gave us credit. What are you doing? No radio show does that. Like, we're in L.A., you're in Seattle, nobody would ever know that it was... Right. I said, because you did it. Why would I not give you guys credit? Funny's funny. I'm still going to get good... If I get good ratings based on it, what do I care? And I still give you guys credit. So, it's a tough one, Steve. You know, like you said, everybody has their line.
Damn straight.
Damn straight.
And where'd you steal that from?
From Tim the Tool Man.
Tim the Tool Man.
I just saw that they had him on, like, his new show.
Oh, wasn't that? Yeah, it was very, like, Inception.
Last Man Standing.
Tim the Tool Man. And it was just kind of like through the beauty of editing, it was like him hanging out with himself. But, like, it looked a little bit different, but just enough.
It almost made me, so it wasn't really him trying to be him? Or
no, he was like, the character on Last Man Standing met Tim the Tool Man. And the joke was that they're like, oh, wow, you look a lot like me.
Oh, I wasn't sure if they took stuff from the old show or if he was just playing both parts.
Yeah, he was playing both parts.
Yeah, that's cool. They've gotten better with that kind of technology so that you can actually do that. And if the actors do it, I was almost interested enough to watch the episode because I thought, this is a cool idea.
Almost.
Yeah. Did anybody watch it?
No. I saw a clip and I was like, that's cool. I'm not watching that show, so I didn't have any interest in trying to watch it. You know, I was like, it was cool just to see the visual of it, but then I was done. I know they paid tribute to the Wilson character.
Yeah.
You know, the old neighbor that was behind the fence.
Didn't he pass away?
Yeah, he passed. Yeah.
So it was a nice little nod to him in the episode. I saw that clip.
Yeah. It's almost cool. Like, though, it's like we didn't care enough. That was a big show of our time, and neither one of us cared.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't care about Last Man Standing. So why would I watch the show?
Well, I thought because like they were hoping we'd care enough about Tim the Tool Man. Like, yeah. you didn't care about Breaking Bad, but you heard so much about it, you thought you'd troll us. There was any reason to get you to watch any one of their shows, but that didn't do it for us.
No, not enough.
Yeah,
no.
It didn't do it for me
if
either.
Pam Anderson returned, then maybe, like, just to see what
oh,
she's been up
nice.
To.
Nice. Well, see, now we know what we got to see. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want Steve to watch your show.
Who's else? Who's the other Tool girl?
Oh, I don't remember her.
They had
no.
somebody else.
Yeah, no, you're right. There was somebody else that ended up going on to do some stuff, but she wasn't as famous as Pamela Anderson, but she did go on to do some other stuff.
But she was awesome on the show.
Yeah,
by
I can't.
Awesome, I mean, yeah. smoking, huh?
Yeah, all I keep thinking of is Rachel Barley, and I know that's not the
Rachel
right name.
Rachel Barley? former rock girl?
Yes, that's the only name that pops in my head, but I know it's not
barista?
Her. Hey, listen, why not? She would have been good enough to be on Tool Time.
Yeah, of course.
Do we know? Anybody find her name?
No. I don't think so.
No, the only one I can find right now is Pam Anderson.
Yeah? There's no one else
in the cast.
I could have sworn there was another Tool girl.
Oh, there was.
Oh, so yeah, it was Al. Al's the guy you're thinking of. He was very sexy.
Al
he
was pretty hot.
Sold those beard trimmers.
Heidi was the character's name,
yeah.
played by
yes.
Debbie Dunning.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know Debbie Dunning. I don't know if she's done
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's her.
What has she done?
She had also appeared in movies such as Dangerous Curves, Leprechaun 4, In Space, The Spiral Staircase, and Now You Know.
Steve, I have to tell you.
What, Dangerous Curves sounds like a Skinamax movie.
Yeah, it probably
Steve,
is.
Steve, I feel like you think that hot chicks do much better in their career than you think they do, only because they're hot. Because, I mean, there's nobody else on the show that did anything, but somehow you really believe
they were all amazing. Well, they were in my world. I mean,
we know what your world
was. She was in Leprechaun 4. Who else
yeah,
in space?
Right, you're right.
In space.
Yeah. That was an
probably the best movie to ever come out in 1996.
Yeah, that is something.
Yeah, she hasn't done anything since 2006.
Yeah. All right, then. Well, yesterday, Steve.
Oh, Dangerous Curves is like a cheesy 80s comedy.
Oh, you think?
Yeah. It is.
All right. Okay. Oh, my God.
What the hell?
Yesterday,
I thought it was a Skinamax movie.
Yeah, you know what? It was probably
it
one of those
been.
Semi-sexy movies to get us excited about nothing, you know. So there you go. Who was in it? Oh, Tate Donovan.
Good old Tate Donovan. Who?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. Yesterday, Steve, your movie connoisseur, got this one wrong.
An octopus can fit through any hole larger than its what?
Head?
No.
Tentacles?
No.
Body.
No.
I didn't even know they had a beak. I forget. And now that I know they do, it's a weird looking thing. But yeah, the answer is beak.
Go cracking.
Go cracking, baby. You want a shot at beating Steve? All right. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I figure out who my creditors are?
Now, people a lot of times have had a long time of not having good credit and having collections, and so they're concerned that you may be concerned that you won't be able to find all your creditors if you file bankruptcy. How will I know which collection agency has my credit card bill from 10 years ago now? And that's something that's hard to keep track of because credit collection agencies transfer your debts all over the place. But we will pull all your credit bureaus, and by getting all three of your credit bureaus, we'll be able to tell who has your credit and debt now, which collection agencies have had it in the past, and we'll make sure that we file all your creditors when we file your bankruptcy so that nothing slips through the cracks.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.